This is Jay Sekulow. The United States Senate gets tough on Turkey to defend Andrew Brunson.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We'll be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. You know, we've been keeping you up to date on the plight of American pastor Andrew Brunson, who's been in jail in Turkey now for well over 500 days. And we told you when we'd have developments, we would bring them to you. Now, I will tell you this. At the highest levels of our government, including the President of the United States, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, even with all the other issues that are going on right now with North Korea, the President and the Vice President and the Secretary of State have been fully engaged, as have their teams, to secure the release of Pastor Andrew Brunson. But it's not just the executive branch that's weighing in on this issue. We know we've gotten global support. We told you last week we had 100 members of the European Council and the European Parliament that signed a letter demanding his release, Pastor Andrew Brunson's release from Turkey. Now we have a movement in the United States Senate, and actually in the House and the Senate. Let me go right to Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, Than. Let's get everybody up to date on what's happened. We knew this was in the works, but now we know it's happening.
Jay, we told people this was coming. This is the National Defense Authorization Act that already passed the House of Representatives with some language in there tying the sale of arms to Turkey to the detention of Andrew Brunson. Now, Jay, in the United States Senate, this is Section 1269 of the National Defense Authorization Act, hundreds of pages long. Starting on page 680, there is 3.5 pages that essentially says this. We can get into some of the details, but essentially it says those 100 F-35s that we were going to send to you, that we were going to sell to you, you will not get them until Pastor Andrew Brunson is home. Jay, that is on the floor of the United States Senate this week.
As we
could
speak.
Be enacted as soon as next week. We're talking about a lot of leverage here.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, the fact of the matter is, Jordan, we've talked about the fact that you've got to engage this on a multilateral basis. That doesn't just mean multi-governmental, but multi-approaches. No. So you have direct approaches going in from the President, the Vice President, the Secretary of State, and their staffs, and now you got the United States Senate and the House weighing in on it, literally, as we're in Washington right now, as we speak, they're weighing in on this.
Well, if we can get this as part of the NDAA and get it onto the president's desk, this hurts Turkey the most. So it hits them where it hurts the most in Turkey, their military. And if they can't get their hands on the most advanced fighter aircraft available, the F-35, which is, again, it's important for our economy that Turkey does the right thing. We want Lockheed to be able to sell these and profit. A lot of people work there, and so I understand their concerns, but we have a government who says, yes, we understand that, but we're more concerned about an American citizen wrongly imprisoned there. All Turkey has to do is let him go, and you can sell those $100 million piece jets right to Turkey. I'm sure they get lots of incentives, too, in Turkey. I have a feeling they're not paying the $100 million price tag for those, but what this legislation does is say, we're not even going to discuss it. In fact, we're going to start dismantling it. Dismantling the whole program until Brunson is returned to the United States of America. Yep. That is the first time I can recall the use of military and armament still an ally in NATO, used as leverage to get a hostage returned home.
Let me go to Wes Smith, Colonel Smith, on this, because, Colonel, you mentioned in your reports that this is also historic, as Jordan just said, and Than alluded to, and that this is Brunson's mentioned multiple times in both of these, including also the Helsinki Commission report that has just been issued.
Right. It's unprecedented for the United States to tie an arms sale to an ally to an individual United States citizen. I don't think that it's ever happened. And the House, they passed the bill, the draft, so that there would be no defense sales. The Senate compromise is just targeting the F-35s. But, Jay, this has never happened before.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think this, look, we told you we're coming to you when there's developments. These are two big developments. We'll also be talking about, Turkey and North Korea. So we'll talk to you, take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Tomorrow, the Inspector General's report is going to be issued on James Comey. And we'll have a report also on some of our FOIA requests on that very case and some of the information we've obtained. We'll have that on broadcast tomorrow. All right, we're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, so the anticipated Senate language for the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2019 has been released. The purpose of the bill is to, quote, authorize appropriations for the fiscal year 2019 for military activities of the Department of Defense, for military construction, and for defense activities of the Department of Energy, to prescribe military personnel strengths for the fiscal year and for other purposes. The bill includes Section 1269. Now, folks, this is something you all have been helping us work on. Section 1269 ties Turkey's inclusion into the U.S.'s F-35 program to the detention of Pastor Andrew Brunson. This bill could be voted on by the Senate then as soon as this week?
As soon as this week. It's being debated right now, Jay, and it does two things very specifically. First of all, it requires the Department of Defense to report back to Congress, all of the relevant committees, Jay, how they will remove Turkey from the F-35 program. So the effect of that is that they will no longer get access to this state-of-the-art jet that the United States has been selling them. That is the end goal. But, Jay, it really goes a step farther. It says that in the process of you telling us how you're going to remove Turkey from that program, we are going to prohibit you from transferring any more jets. Jay, some of them were supposed to go later this month. So it really immediately removes them from the program. And what does it tie them to? Jay, four times it references the detainment, the imprisonment of Pastor Andrew Brunson. And just real quickly, I would tell you, the two senators on the committee most responsible for this, one Republican, Tom Tillis from North Carolina, who went for the trial, yep, and Gene Shaheen, Democrat from New Hampshire. A lot of credit to those two senators.
Yeah, absolutely. So you got bipartisan support here, which is important. But Jordan, I think it's also important for understand, you've worked on a lot of these cases, mm-hmm, over a decade. These are multilateral in the, yeah, sense that it's not just the United Nations. It's not just the Senate and the House. It's not just even the President of the United States and the Vice President, the Secretary of State. It's a collective here to get this done.
And so in this case, and it may be the first time ever it's been used, because this is really the first time an ally, at least on paper, Turkey, a NATO ally, has been in this kind of situation. The other countries we've dealt with have been the Irans of the world, the Sudans of the world, not exactly what Turkey is supposed to be. So we didn't have arms deals with them as the United States. Here, for the first time, it appears, we are utilizing the sale of very sophisticated, the most sophisticated flying, fighter jets that we've got, at the F-35, that total $100 billion apiece. Turkey was on track to purchase 116 of those. So, I mean, a serious amount of them. And now this legislation would put that in complete jeopardy if Turkey does not return Pastor Brunson to the United States immediately. I feel like of all of the different ways to get Turkey to the table, this is it. This is what Erdogan cares about, protection and security. And I know we have some calls coming in about, well, what about the S-300, S-400 system he bought from Russia? Would he just turn to Russia? Let's take one of those calls now because I think it's very important. Let's go to Greg calling in from Washington on line one. Greg, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Greg.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, I love you guys and all you do. I know you've been really pushing hard for the pastor's release from there, and I've signed a bunch of your petitions and really appreciate
it.
But one thing I've been wondering, I'm a prior military officer, and I look at I can't help but look at this also from a military perspective, and I always thought it was strange for Turkey to be part of NATO, but you know they were secular, and it was, and I could kind of understand that there was a certain strategic benefit to it. But now in the last several years, they've gotten more and more radicalized. You know, they've worked closely with ISIS, the oil money, et cetera, and it's bothered me greatly, especially the last year. That why don't they get kicked out of NATO? I just don't understand.
Well, number one, we have a major base right there in Turkey, and I'll let Wes Smith address this in a moment. So we have strategic assets of the United States defense systems that impact the entire region are right there. I mean, we're in that area. So we're in that zone, the United States. That's number one. Number two, I think you have to, and I think it's a great call, Greg, is that there are strategic benefits to, look, Germany said no to a missile defense program, and they got their journalist out. So what we're starting to see, and look, as lawyers, what we look at is all of the aspects of this. Than is a government affairs professional. And Wes, of course, is legally trained, but also military. You look at all of the points where you can pull. And there's no question that this language, let me read something on the congressional findings here. The government of the Republic of Turkey continues to unlawfully and wrongfully detain Andrew Brunson, a United States citizen, and continues to deny Mr. Brunson due process rights consistent with international norms. The government of Turkey has wrongly charged Andrew Brunson with belonging to a terrorist organization engaging in terrorist activity. The government of the Republic of Turkey, including the senior leadership of the government, bears direct responsibility for the health and safety of Andrew Brunson while he remains in custody of the government of the Republic of Turkey. So this is the language they're putting forward, Wes, and also, but we do have the military aspect of the importance of Turkey in our NATO relationship, although they are not a healthy partner.
Right. They are not a reliable ally at this point, but you are correct. Incirlik Air Base is one of our most important air bases that we have anywhere in the world. We fly our missions throughout the Middle East, the fight against ISIS and what have you, out of Incirlik Air Base. To address Greg's question, though, about would this push them more towards Russia, first of all, Russia is opportunistic. They're going to try and drive any wedge they can between NATO allies. But on the other hand, we have very little control over Erdogan moving towards Russia. He is buying the S-400 missile system. But on the other hand, the F-35 is literally the world's most advanced stealth attack aircraft. Russia has nothing like this in their arsenal. And so I think it's highly unlikely that Turkey would say, well, we won't buy the F-35, we'll buy something made in Russia. I realize right now, Jay, that the lobbyists in Congress are in overdrive for Lockheed Martin, trying to get them not to do this. But I'm convinced, and I could be wrong, I've been wrong once or twice in my life, but I think Erdogan ultimately will cave if the Senate and the House will keep the pressure on him, because he does not want to sacrifice 116 of the world's most advanced planes for one pastor.
And let me add on that Russia front that though Turkey did purchase the S-400 missile defense system from Russia, what this legislation tells Turkey is that, by the way, your purchase of that S-400 system is an act that is sanctionable under current U.S. law. So this idea that they can just buy what they want from Russia with no consequence is not actually true. And what the U.S. Congress, through this legislation, is doing is putting Turkey on notice. A, how do you get your F-35s? That's the release of Brunson. Maybe. I mean, they say you at least got to do that. And then B, this missile defense system that you bought from Russia, you have now violated U.S. laws that we could enforce if you do not comply with others. So I don't think they're going to go on a buying spree from Russia right now, because the full weight of the U.S. law could come down on them, and we'd stop working
with them. I think that's right. I think we have to be cognizant of the reality of the – it's a complex situation. I mean, Than – we have met with the Secretary of State. Than was there. CC Heil was there, and we met with their staffs. And there's no question that the president, the vice president, the secretary of state are committed to obtaining the release of Andrew Brunson. And they appreciate what the Senate is doing. And I think leverage points help. But you got to understand, and Than could address this, is very complicated. And that's why we're bringing this to you today. It is really complicated how all of this interplays on a global geopolitical basis. It's not just one size fits all. That's just not the way these things work. So I'll let Than address that. And you got the situation with the Russia ammunition that they want, or the munitions they want, or actually in the military hardware in the article, in the piece.
And one of the reasons it's complicated, Jay, is because the end result needs to be that we are not enemies with Turkey. If you can make that possible, you want access to Incirlik Air Force Base. But I just want to tie all of that together because I love our callers, Jay. Greg hit on this. You read the findings in this resolution as they related to Andrew Brunson, and then Jordan read the findings that were related to the S-400 system from Russia. They also mention in this resolution that they are degrading their NATO alliance. But, Jay, here is the key distinction that both the White House and the Senate has seized upon. While we don't want Turkey going to Russia to buy the S-400, and we can sanction them for it, we can't stop that transaction. Which transaction can we stop? We can stop the transaction, the sale of the F-35. So that is what this legislation can reach. But in reaching that, they do say, look, if you're going to go to Russia for the S-400, if you're going to degrade the NATO alliance, those things are sanctionable, and we have noticed. So it's really all in here, Jay. And one of the things that I've been the most encouraged about is that Republicans in the Senate, Democrats in the Senate, the State Department, the White House, they have all been talking on this. They're all on one accord.
We've got to get this across the line to the president's desk because we're up against big business in America, Lockheed Martin. They want the sale done, and I know there's a lot of good people that work at Lockheed Martin. And, again, they've got a bottom line, but this is how – this is, I think, the best-case scenario – for Andrew Brunson of tying this kind of equipment, such sophisticated equipment, to his release. And it's a very strong message from the U.S. So let's get this to the president's desk. And Than, keep everybody updated as this moves forward Congress, too. I mean, this is important.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take some more of your phone calls. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Major developments on the fight for Andrew Brunson's release, 800-684-3110. We're also going to talk North Korea. We're going to preview some information we got on some of our FOIA cases. That's going to tie into the Inspector General's report on James Comey coming out tomorrow. So a lot to cover here at 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget your support of the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice, allows us to fight these cases around the globe and fight issues around the globe, including securing this pastor's release. So again, if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, easy way to do it is ACLJ.org. And don't forget our book, Jerusalem, now out. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Back with more in a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
problem is I'd let that song play the entire time because how often do you get to play guitar with your band, with Ricky Skaggs, the bluegrass legend, on a Marshall Tucker tune called Can't You See? So I'm thinking, Will, we'll play it during one of the breaks, and then if people like it, which how are you not like Ricky Skaggs, we'll play it at the end of the show, at the end of the radio broadcast. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. In addition to what we know going on in the House and Senate, the Helsinki Commission Chairman, Senator Roger Wicker, also introduced a bipartisan resolution urging President Trump to take action against some of the worst violators of religious freedom in Europe and Central Asia. Key targets of the legislation include Turkey, as well as Russia, and also Uzbekistan, Azerbaijan, and others. So, this is what's being raised, and on that one, fan on the Helsinki Commission, also Andrew Brunson, part of that process.
And a lot of the same senators involved, Jay, but what it shows is the breadth and the seriousness which with the United States Senate is taking this on. This, the resolution you referenced, Senate Resolution 539, that won't become law, Jay, but what it does is it says in advance of this vote on the National Defense Authorization Act, all of the senators that are a sponsor of that, they support this language against Turkey. So the NDAA bill, that's going to become law. It's more than 1,100 pages long, and the language that we're talking about is the one that will put pressure on Turkey. So you talked about the 100 members of the European Parliament. All of those things work together to tell Turkey we are very, very serious about this.
There's also a possibility that while we're on the air, Senator Lankford may be on the floor of the United States Senate discussing Turkey, maybe perhaps even Pastor Andrew Brunson specifically. So we'll keep everybody posted. That's all happening. All of this is in the news today. All of this is happening right now. And of course, we're involved in it. Your American Center for Law and Justice front and center on this because of our representation of Pastor Andrew Brunson. Let's go ahead and take a call, Jordan.
Yeah, Robert's called in from Maryland online, too. And Robert, make sure after your question and comments, hang on the line so we get your address, so we get you the book Jerusalem by Jay Sekulow. You're on the air.
I appreciate
it. Robert.
Thanks, Jordan, Jay, and also Than. I wanted to ask all three of you, in addition to denying the F-35 fighter plane to the nation of Turkey because of their imprisonment of Andrew Brunson, if the Turks continue to buy SA-300 and 400 surface-to-air missiles from Russia, what type of economic sanctions can the United States level against Turkey? And was the group that terrorist group that they falsely accused Pastor Brunson being a part of, was that the PKK, the Kurdistan Workers Party?
It's the Fethullah Gulen movement. It's the Gulen movement. But they kind of lump it all together. But let me go to Wes Smith on this. When you talk about the S-400s, how significant, Wes, is this move of Turkey as it relates to these weapons from Russia?
It's a betrayal of the principles of NATO, Jay. The NATO allies, by design, and they've been around since the end of World War II, Turkey became a member in 1952, but all the weapons systems for NATO are supposed to be interoperable so that, you know, you can resupply, you know, armies from different countries if you're attacked, and NATO is a mutual defense pact. And so for them to go and buy another weapon system that is not comparable and is not operable with other NATO systems is not only a betrayal of the spirit of NATO, but it also affects readiness in NATO by them buying a Russian-made system.
So there you have it. I mean, that's the nature of what you have. So you've got this very unique and I think dangerous alliance with the Russians here and Turkey. But look, we got to keep the pressure on to get our guy out. I mean, that needs to be the focus of what we're doing, and Jordan, we're going to continue to do that.
I cannot imagine, of all the things that Turkey cares about and its leader Erdogan cares about, it's having that military might, is that he is, because of one individual American, Andrew Brunson, that he would be willing, if this legislation makes it through, to give up over 100 F-35s. I mean, we're talking about 116 F-35s. He could modernize his weapon, his air defense systems, his weapons, his aircraft overnight with these F-35s. And yet, would he really be willing to give that up to keep Andrew Brunson in prison? That, to me, appears to be hard for Erdogan to swallow because he's so concerned about his own security and the Turkish security.
Well, also, on June 24th, he faces re-election.
Yeah.
And so there's an election coming up. And so there, this bill, if it would pass, or this amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, would put pressure on Erdogan that he has not faced so far with Pastor Brunson.
Yeah, I mean, you have to wonder if you put this ad out, people would put this ad out in Turkey, say, can you believe that Erdogan is not getting us these 116 F-35s because he wants to keep this American in jail? I mean, see what that would run against like in a place like Turkey.
And remember this, we also have the trial of day three,
yeah,
which has now taken months to do. But day three is July 18th. So there's a lot of issues going on right now on this, and that's why it's moving very quickly. Let's go ahead. I think we take another call before the break here. Let's do that.
Yeah, we'll go to Jennifer in California on line three. Jennifer, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Oh,
hi, Jennifer. You're on the air.
Hey, gentlemen, I am delighted to hear the bill is going to be introduced to the Senate, and my prayer is that not only will it pass the Senate, but that he will buckle and release Brunson, because Brunson is my highest priority. I pray for he and his family every day, but I'm delighted. They should be restricted from our highest form of stealth. If they're not loyal to our country, they shouldn't have it. And I just think it's wonderful that it's going before Senate.
Well, let me tell you this also. You're talking about in the top three priorities facing the State Department, and we got this from the Secretary of State. I mean, you got North Korea, you got Iran, of course, and you've got Andrew Brunson. I mean, they've taken on the Andrew Brunson case, as has the president, and the president's leadership on all of this, very personally. You see, the president's been very successful in negotiating the release of hostages, North Korea. You know, one of the great successes of North Korea so far has been the fact that the president got three Americans out of prison. But now we've got a situation in Turkey, a NATO ally. But what are the prospects for the bill passing, Than? We barely have touched that, and we're on the first half hour of the program's gone.
Well, this week is going to tell us, Jay. I mean, it's good news for Jennifer. The bill's already passed the House. Not only has it been introduced in the Senate, but it's actually being debated right now in the United States Senate. And you should just know that requires getting over a 60-vote threshold, Jay. You have to get a motion to proceed, a cloture vote, which they passed with more than 90 votes. So they're on the bill now. Leader McConnell filed cloture yesterday. So here's what that means in layman's terms. As soon as tomorrow, there could be a vote on cloture. You need 60 votes to close the debate, and then you would have final passage. That doesn't mean it's guaranteed tomorrow, Jay, but the cloture vote will be ripened, and as soon as tomorrow, we could know where the United States Senate stands on this bill.
So let me ask you this.
Yep.
Give me your chances of this succeeding.
I think it's passing.
I
think it's going to pass. I think the fact that Gene Shaheen and Tom Tillis got this through the Senate Armed Services Committee, John McCain is standing behind it as the chairman. The president wants this bill on his desk. Jay, it's 1,100 pages long, so there's a lot of things that could come up, but I think it's going to pass.
Let me tell you something, folks. That means your voice, with a minute and 18 seconds to go here, your voice made a huge difference in the impact of this. Now, until he's released, we don't stop. And Jordan, we know, and we're very quickly running out of time here, you've got to stay engaged on this. But now we're engaging multilaterally, multi-country, multi-process.
Well, we've gotten this information to enough members of Congress, to enough of the executive branch, to be willing to go this step further. And let's get it to the president's desk. Bipartisan support to put a ban on the sale of the most advanced weapon system we have in the air, the F-35. 116 of those Turkey was allowed to purchase. We can stop that sale until Andrew Brunson is released if this legislation makes it to the president's desk. We got to get it out of the Senate, get it to the House, and then to the president.
Let me ask you to do something, folks. We are getting near the midway of the month, and we could use your support at the ACLJ. We're running a little bit behind where we are, where we want to be, so your support to the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Tax deductible, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. I encourage you to make a gift today. Also, don't forget, we are here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, simply go over to ACLJ.org. We are putting it there on TV quality program, also on Facebook and Periscope. Back with more, including your phone calls, in just a moment.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at ACLJ.org.
welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So the anticipated Senate language from the National Defense Authorization Act for the fiscal year 2019 was released on Tuesday. The purpose of the bill, of course, is to authorize appropriations for fiscal year 2019 for military activities, military construction, defense activities with the Department of Energy to prescribe military personnel strengths, and so on. The bill includes Section 1269. Now, this is in the language of the legislation. Section 1269, tying Turkey's inclusion in the U.S.'s F-35 program to the detention of Pastor Andrew Brunson. Now, Fan says this bill could be voted on as early as this week. We are already at Wednesday, which means today, tomorrow, or Friday. And we've got, this is what, and look, listen to the congressional findings in this bill. This is where your voice, speaking out for those that cannot speak out for themselves, like Pastor Brunson, makes a big difference. This is from the congressional findings in the legislation. The government of the Republic of Turkey continues to unlawfully and wrongfully detain Andrew Brunson, a United States citizen, and continues to deny Mr. Brunson due process rights consistent with international norms. The government of the Republic of Turkey has wrongfully charged Andrew Brunson with belonging to a terrorist organization and engaging in terrorist activities. The government of the Republic of Turkey, including senior leadership of the government, bears direct responsibility for the health and safety of Andrew Brunson while he remains in custody of the government of the Republic of Turkey. Congress will not tolerate any foreign government's efforts to use United States citizens for political leverage. President Erdogan, along with other senior officials of the government of the Republic of Turkey, have publicly and repeatedly stated the intention of the government of the Republic of Turkey to purchase the S-400 system from Russia as an act that is sanctionable, that is an act sanctionable under current U.S. law. Any effort by the government of Turkey to further enhance the relationship with Russia will degrade the general security of the NATO alliance and NATO member countries and degrade interoperability of the alliance. This is, Jordan, very, very strong language coming from the Senate.
The strongest. It's as serious as you can get it. One, it's talking about the specific F-35 program. I mean, the headline of this, of Section 1269, is removal of Turkey from the F-35 program. Removal. This is the first step in what could be a second step. It's saying, okay, maybe it's sanctions next because you keep purchasing these Russian weapons like the S-400 missile defense program. And then the final step would be, and this would be the most extreme, and I again, that's very difficult to see happening because of our base there, but it may get to a point one day where that's no longer useful anyways because Turkey won't let us really utilize it, would be Turkey being removed from NATO. We don't want to see that happen. I think this should be a wake-up call to Turkey and to Erdogan. If you want to see what it's like to live without U.S. weaponry and without U.S. backing, without NATO's backing, go right ahead, but here what we're asking is pretty simple. One American pastor who you've imprisoned wrongfully, and then you can then be back on track for your 116 F-35s.
I think this, look, let me ask Wes this, as we only got a minute and 27 seconds left here before the break. But Wes, from a military standpoint, this is it's a difficult dance, but it sounds like the Senate is draw the line here. And then, by the way, the Germans did this to get their journalists back and were successful.
Right. Yeah. The Senate is showing great moral courage on this, as is the House. And it's a unique situation. We are not supposed to have this kind of controversy with another NATO ally. That in and of itself is unprecedented. But I think the Senate and the House are going about this in the right way. And I think, you know, just from a common sense perspective, I can't imagine, as Jordan said, that Erdogan is going to sacrifice the world's most advanced fighter aircraft for one Christian pastor. I think this might be the key that unlocks the door finally.
I do too. Periscope comment. We know that Trump's sanctions work. Let's see them used against Turkey. Well, Congress is doing that and president's leadership. John on Facebook says, strategically, could the president just cut Turkey off altogether? Very difficult, problematic. We'll talk about that. And Doug on Facebook says, what are the chances that NATO kicks Turkey out? We don't want that. We don't want Turkey. We want to reform Turkey. We don't want Turkey kicked out. We'll take all your calls and comments. We come back from the break. We got a special video for you if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope. Again, if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, easy way to do it, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. I encourage you to do that today. Back with more in a moment.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Updating Pastor Andrew Brunson's situation, the Senate poised to pass legislation that could be dramatic. Let me go right to Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, on what the legislation will do and what the prospects are, Than, for it passing.
The bill tells the Department of Defense that they cannot send F-35s, fighter jets, to Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is home. They do it through a couple of different ways. They have to provide a report, but even while that report is pending, they cannot transfer any of those jets. And then, Jay, just to answer the question on timing, the bill is being debated as we speak. Senator Lankford's on the floor. We're monitoring it to see if he brings this up. But the vote could occur as early as tomorrow. Now, could spill into next week as well. The senators have to decide how many amendments to consider. But as soon as tomorrow, it could come to a vote.
All right, let's go ahead and take some. We got a lot of people been holding. John, let's go right to the phones.
Sure. Let's go to Lisa in Kansas on line one. Lisa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi,
Lisa.
Guys.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay, for taking my call. Just love you guys and appreciate you so much. And I was working in broadcasting when you were in Kansas in 91, and I've been following you ever since.
Oh, my goodness. That was that case ended up, you know, that case in Kansas ended up in the Supreme Court of the United States, not once, but twice.
Yes, it did. And I followed the whole thing and so appreciated you guys and all that you've done.
It's a nice win.
For that.
Thank you.
Well, I have three adopted babies that are survivors. And so,
oh, great.
So fantastic. So I have two things I wanted to address. First of all, number one, I've been watching some comments on Facebook, and I think that people have forgotten why it is so important that we fight to get Pastor Brunson home. Not understanding the importance of his human rights being violated, but what this does to us in the world if we allow him to be persecuted there and left there. And then secondly, my big concern as far as the military goes, and maybe Wes can address this, I do not understand why we would have any deal with Turkey regarding any kind of armaments if they are cutting deals with Russia, and could not they just share everything they get from us with someone else that they're buying from? And I'll let you
know. Well, Lisa, you raise a really important question, and I think it's appropriate for that question to go right to Colonel Smith, because this is it's an issue that's come up in the legislation, but it's also a fact that we're having to deal with, Wes, and Lisa asked a really great question.
Right, and the answer to the question is we've never had to face this with any NATO ally, including Turkey. Their decision to buy the S-400 anti-aircraft missile system from Russia just happened in the last few months, and so we're still in react mode a little bit about that. And they are talking about sanctions against Turkey for doing that, and probably there will be other NATO countries that join in some of those sanctions, because NATO countries have rarely, but from time to time, placed sanctions on one another. They do not attack one another. They're not supposed to hold each other's citizens hostage. As far as the technology goes, though, Jay, when we sell weapons platforms, airplanes, Apache helicopters, whatever, to other countries, most of the time there's certain technology that we do not sell with the plane. We sell the plane with capabilities and the power systems and what have you. But usually on this kind of sophisticated weapon system, there are certain technologies that we reserve only for the United States.
Well, I think, look, I think this is what I think that we have to realize when we look at the situation, that it's very complex with Turkey. But the Congress is fully aware of the problem with Russia and Turkey.
The Congress is aware, and Jay, diplomatically, Turkey's got a choice. I mean, they do have to make a choice between the United States and Russia, between the United States and really other players around the world. But we have a say in that. We have to have certain expectations of Turkey, and if they're not going to behave like an ally, then we can withhold our technology from them. I will say this, and I think it's important that we do say it. You know, ideally, Jay, we want an alliance with Turkey. We want to be able to have a strong relationship. We want to be able to sell certain technology so that we can join in the fight on terrorism. But we're not going to do it blindly. I think the president has made that very clear over the last several months. And now both the House and the Senate, Jay, they have spoken with almost one voice, almost unanimously they've spoken.
Well, that's one of the things Jordan pointed out that it's rare that you get that kind of wide bipartisan support on anything, but we have it here.
Yeah, we do. You got wide bipartisan support for Andrew Brunson's release tied to military spending and selling of equipment, which, again, you're talking about a major industry in the United States who gives out a lot of political donations to both sides of the aisle. Lockheed Martin, that's a known brand to everyone. They make the F-35. They don't like this because they're business. They want to make the sale to a NATO ally. So this would put a new restriction on that sale. But there is a way for the sale to go through, and it's very easy. And if I was Lockheed Martin, maybe instead of spending their time trying to get people to vote against this so that Andrew Brunson remains in prison, maybe pressure Turkey. They've got the relationship, too. They're a big, powerful business that could pick up the phone also and probably talk to Erdogan and his top people and say, let this American out so we can get this deal done for your F-35s. You get the 116 of the best equipment made in the world from us, but you've got to let this American out. And then we really get to decide, is Erdogan just become this Islamist dictator type like Iran, where you can't even negotiate over big things like this is not good enough? Or is he still willing to trade a little bit?
Let's go ahead. Those are good points. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls at 800-684-31 time and try to clear some lines up so we can get some additional callers in for the next segment. But go ahead. Let's go grab some phone calls.
Yeah, Sandy in Washington State on line 6. Sandy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have two things, please. I want to commend President Trump and his administration for their uncomplicated speech to nations and leaders when they are pursuing negotiations through diplomacy, because that produces peace through strength. And that's what we need in America. And two, we are daily praying for Pastor Andrew Brunson and his legal team.
Great.
And thank you so much.
Well, first of all, Sandy, thank you for saying that. And look, I appreciated the president's tweet on Andrew Brunson, and I appreciated his direct statement about Andrew Brunson from the Oval Office of the White House just days ago. Let's go ahead and play that. Do we have that bite available, Will? If we do, I'd like to play it. Okay, we'll have it in a moment, but it's very powerful, and it comes right from the Oval Office. Let's go ahead and take another call.
All right, let's go to Dennis in Alabama on line 4. Dennis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey. Most of my questions have already been answered about what version of the F-35 we were offering, because I know that normally they don't sell them with all the bells and whistles, especially when you've got a country that we're not really sure about at the moment. But I am very thankful that the Congress is actually showing some courage in doing this. One question. That language is already in the bill, correct? It's not something that has to be added?
Yes, Ben.
That's correct. It was added in the committee, and it's a great question. It's very important. It makes it much more difficult to strip out. It is in the bill. If the bill passes as written, this language will be included.
Yeah, so that's very important for people to understand. That was a great question, Dennis. Thanks. All right, we can grab a couple more. I want to try to clear the lines up so you can give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Obviously, a lot of interest in this case because it's a major case, but it's also now major news. It impacts Turkey, impacts NATO, and it impacts an individual who's in jail because of his faith. So all of that, and your American Center for Law and Justice here in the United States, in Strasbourg, France, in New York, in Geneva, wherever, in Jerusalem, wherever we need to be, to, using all of our assets, to including our office right here in Washington, D.C., to secure the release of this pastor, and we're working hard on that right now. All right, let's take another call.
Debbie in Missouri on line three. Debbie, welcome to J. Secchio Live.
Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Thank you for having me on. Hi, how are you? I just wanted to voice some support for Pastor Brunson and what the United States is doing in an effort to get him returned to the United States. I think it's very refreshing to see that our government is taking these actions, and I would like to see more similar actions taken against some of the other countries and issues that we have going on as well.
Well, look, I think here's the thing. I think the president has been, and I think I know this, has been extremely committed. I've talked to the president about this. He's spoken publicly about this from the Oval Office, via social media platforms, in speeches. Congress is doing it. The Council of Europe and the European and European Parliament is doing this. At the UN, we've got the NGOs involved in this, and we have the Committee on Arbitrary Detention involved in this. And then you've got direct diplomacy by the president, the vice president, and the secretary of state. So when we look at it then in that collective, we are really hitting. I'm optimistic. Look, until he's out, we don't stop. Until he's back on U.S. soil. But I feel like all of the elements have come together at this particular time, and I'm optimistic. I would love to see something happen before that third trial date. That's my goal.
It's worldwide at this point, Jay. It's global. But you know why it's worldwide and why it's global? It's because the United States took the lead. It's because of the president, the vice president, the secretary of state, both chambers of Congress on both sides of the aisle made it a priority. And I would just echo this. I mean, this bill, Jay, it authorizes all the defense efforts, one of the most important bills that Congress passes. And because of that, it's actually its own version of classified while it's in committee and being worked on. That's when we were able to get this language added, thanks to Senator Tillis and Senator Shaheen. So we couldn't even bring this language to you until today when it's finally public, but yet it was inserted. It's because of that global attention.
Oh, there's no question about that, Jordan. I only got 40 seconds left here, but as you've worked on these, the fact is the global attention's what's the key?
Oh, but exactly right.
U.S. is also very, very, very most significant.
That's right. I mean, if you can hit them or potentially hit them where it hurts the most, in Turkey's case, it's all about securing the state of Turkey and the Erdogan government securing itself. This hurts the most. I mean, when you're saying you're not going to get the most advanced jet in the world from the U.S. and if you don't release this American pastor, it really gives him a tough choice. It's why we've got to get this legislation to the president's desk.
And there's no doubt he will sign it. All right, we'll take calls when we come back. 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. As you know, Pastor Andrew is facing charges of, quote, Christianization, on trial for simply living out his Christian faith. He could spend the rest of his life in a Turkish prison. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're aggressively advocating for Pastor Andrew's freedom. We've mobilized our international offices. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved, and we've submitted a critical legal document to the United Nations. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.
All right, we're talking about Andrew Brunson. We got Congress poised to act. We've got the president acting. We've got the taking action directly. We've got the Secretary of State taking action directly. The Vice President, the European Union, the European Council of Europe, the United Nations, all to try to get him out before this hearing on July 18th, so-called, and I say that, so-called day three of the hearing. It is the last segment, so we try to get to as many calls as we can. Here is what the president said from the Oval Office about the release of this pastor.
We have Pastor Brunson, a wonderful Christian pastor, and he's right now in Turkey. He's been there a long time, and they say he's a spy, but he's not a spy. And we're going to all work, and we've been working for his release. He's having a hard time. There's a trial going on, but the trial is not so much of a trial. And we're talking to the folks in Turkey about doing something about it. But Pastor Brunson, I hope you can hear us. We'll be helping you at some point. We've been working on it for a while. It's been there a long time, and he's a totally innocent man.
So let me tell you this about this. The president has continued to raise this issue. He made that statement. He is committed to this, and I need to thank the president, the secretary of state, and the vice president for doing this. But the president has taken a real leadership role, which we appreciate. All right, Jordan, we're in the last segment. We only got 7 minutes left, and we got six lines. So I don't know if we'll be able to do it, but we could sure try.
Yeah, well, let's start with those who've been holding on the longest. Remember, you get a book, a copy of Jay Sekulow's Jerusalem just came out as well. So stay on the line after you make your comment. And those who don't make it, maybe we can go through and, again, get them the book. So hang on the line throughout the show today, even if you don't make it on the air, we'll get you that book. Bill's in Wyoming on line five. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. I'm going to try and state this so there's no misunderstanding. But to me, Erdogan is making a strange move, and it seems to me that if it continues on this line, wouldn't he lose membership with the UN? Because I'd hate to see us lose his being an ally, and wouldn't that jeopardize his stance as a leader of Turkey, or am I wrong?
Jordan, why don't you do a quick, because you've been to Turkey, why don't you give a quick analysis, and then I want Wes to comment on the military side.
He would not lose his position in the UN because of a dispute between unilaterally the U.S. and Turkey on an arms deal. So he would still have the position in the UN. That's part one. Part two on NATO, I mean, listen, if Turkey wanted to leave NATO, that'd be one thing. Notice that they haven't said that. Sometimes they may threaten it, they may discuss it, but honestly, NATO is more important to Turkey than Turkey is to NATO. It's great that we have our base there, but you know what? During the last time around, we really needed to use it to fight ISIS. They dragged their feet. They made it pretty difficult to utilize. So it's not like they've got this free and open base that we can do whatever we want from. We have to like beg them to allow us to run air missions from it. And so I think that the situation has only gotten worse. So we've gotten to a point now where with Turkey, we have to put things on the line that really hits them straight between the eyes. And it's things like the F-35. You don't get an F-35 and you don't get 116 of them if you keep an American in prison. I mean, we're the kind of country that could lay something down on this on the line. I mean, 116 jets versus one American pastor in prison, and all they're being asked to do is send him home. Not let him stay in
Turkey. You don't have to find him not guilty.
No,
just get him.
Send
him
home.
You don't have to find him not guilty.
And you can purchase
your F-35s.
You
can keep trying to incense you, but get him out of there. Wes, how big is the F-35s to Turkey? Quickly, and then we'll go to the next call.
Yeah, it is a very, very big deal to them. And, you know, someone mentioned, what about, you know, I think the caller probably meant not United Nations, but NATO. What if we lose them as a partner? There is no provision in the NATO charter to ever dismiss a member. That's not to say there are 29 countries in NATO. It's not to say the other 28 could not, you know, get together and amend the charter. But as it stands now, you can sanction another NATO member. You cannot kick them out.
All right, let's go ahead and grab another call.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Alan calling in from Minnesota on line one. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Alan, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay. I just want you to know we pray for you and your family
for
protection.
Thank you.
I don't have any concept what that amount of planes would cost. And what I'm wondering, since I'm just a small guy, do they have up front? Does Turkey have up front money that we have, or will they have money to pay for the planes, or will they be in debt to us? Or?
They are a very, very big economy. It's at about $11.6 billion purchase. But they've got the assets. We know that, fan. They have the assets. They're a big economy.
Well, and it, just to give you an idea of how important this asset is, Jay, more than $100 million per plane. That's how important this is to President Erdogan. More than $100 million.
So let the pastor go, NATO ally. Let the pastor go. That's what they need. We need to be making that clear, which we are. All right, next caller.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Ashley in Tennessee on line 6. Ashley, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. And remember, stay on the line after your comment or question. We will send you the book by Jay Sekulow, the brand new book, Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital. So stay on the line so you get that book. Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you so much for taking my call. My question's fairly quick. How do we have proof that Pastor Brunson is in good or fair condition and that he's not going to come home in the same condition as Otto Warmbier from North Korea?
Yeah, so we do know because our embassy staffs have been visiting him. Ambassador, we've had members of our ambassadorial staff have visited Pastor Brunson in jail. Ambassador Brownback, the International Religious Liberties Ambassador at large, has visited him. So he's doing okay. He lost a lot of weight, which is typical in these kind of prison situations. But he's in rough conditions. It's a jail in Turkey, as you can imagine. So we need to get him out. But yes, his health is okay, enough for him to travel if he was immediately released.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to John in Oregon on line 4. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Hi, Jay, and all you guys. I appreciate all you've been doing. My question was, I know that the air base there is important strategically.
Yep.
Just wondering, isn't there another air base or another place in the Middle East that we could move our forces to for...
Not with that strategic location, Wes. I mean, let me go to Wes Smith, our military analyst, but that is a key location for that whole region.
It really is. And you know, we've invested so much money in building up that air base. And also, if we were to move our forces out of Incirlik, that is exactly what the Russians want. They've been trying for years under Putin to weaken the NATO alliance, and us moving out of Turkey would be a signal to them that they are succeeding in weakening the alliance.
I'm going to try to grab this last call, Jordan, if we can. Let's get Carol.
Carol in Pennsylvania, line 3. Carol, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
It's got to be quick, Carol, but you're on the air. Yes.
Thank you so much for everything you do.
Sure.
My concern is about the sale of fighter jets to Turkey. My son is a Navy fighter pilot who flies F/A-18 Hornets. They're old. They're constantly breaking down. Can we get some new fighter jets for our guys?
Yes, is the answer to that. The president in the proposal that's going through the Senate, there are, fan, really quickly here, we are rebuilding our military, including our aviation.
And we can't give the full answer here, but there's something that Wes and you have pushed for vehemently, that there would be a buildup of our military, Jay, that is in this as well. We broke the sequester, which allowed that buildup to begin at President Trump's request.
So we appreciate the caller, and thank you, your son, for a service to our country. That does it for the broadcast today. As Jordan mentioned, our book, Jerusalem, now out at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books. We encourage you to get it. We really appreciate that. It's already number one on a number of the Amazon subtitles or in topics. So we appreciate your support for that book. It's, I think, number one in Middle East politics in Israel, so that's great. But again, let me also encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Your support of the American Center for Law and Justice allows us to fight these fights here in the United States and literally around the globe. So again, let me encourage you to stand with the ACLJ at aclj.org. For Facebook and Periscope, we've got some music coming up for you right after this.
The life of an American pastor hangs in the balance. Pastor Andrew Brunson is on trial in Turkey. We're working directly with the State Department and alongside members of Congress. The Vice President is involved. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Fight for the freedom of Pastor Andrew. It's time to bring an end to this sham trial. It's time for Pastor Andrew to come home. Add your name to our petition right now online at aclj.org.